Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to tennis right now with head coach Barry Brace, the Loughborough Valley Dawson Boyd boys tennis team. And good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, exciting time of the year for you guys. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is what we work for all year long, and these boys have worked really hard, and it's we're getting to the time of year where all the work that you put into it counts, and you hope that the results that you've been working towards, that you actually get to see some of that actually take place.
Right. Well, you had a big triangular at Loughborough Valley last Saturday. Beautiful weather for that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. We know in the spring that's never a given, so we had great weather. We had some real nice competition as well. We played a team we never competed against before in New Ulm. They actually compete at the 2A level, and so they were willing to make that two-hour drive up here for a triangular with us and Laverne. We came away with a 6-1 win against them, which was a good solid win, especially against a team we'd never faced before. Then we got to play Laverne right after that. Laverne is I think we talked about this last week, Laverne's about the 4 or 5 time defending section champ for 3A. And we always know that state runs through Laverne. And so we knew that this was going to be a big match. And, you know, one of the things I've been really pleased about with our guys this year is I felt that we've competed maybe as well as any team that I can remember. Just, you know, whether you win or lose, you want to feel as if the boys feel they have a chance, that they're competing hard, that they're going after with everything they've got. And Laverne was down. They were down their top player, which obviously makes a difference. But considering the gap that there has been between Laverne and some of the other teams in our section, we came away with a 4-3 win, which was very significant because that really has a big effect on the seeding for the section team tournament. So if you would have told me on Saturday that we would actually have a chance at beating them, I'm not sure I would have believed you, but I was really proud of the effort that our boys put in. 3 of the 4 matches that we won, Cody McKesson at 4 singles had a straight set victory, but our one doubles team our two doubles team of Jericho Parson and Gavin Olson, our three doubles team of Jake Lee and Josh Amiasike, and Ryan Borstad, our two singles player, all came away with big three-set wins. And one of the things that showed me is that our team is, that we're starting to peak a little bit, and it really showed in the mental toughness of our boys. On Tuesday, we played New London Spice. We traveled up to New London. And New London, you know, their team hasn't been quite as strong as they have been in recent years. They've got a great coach up there, but, you know, sometimes you have some ebb and flow in your program. So, you know, we came away with a relatively easy 7-0 win to close out our regular season. So that was, that was a kind of a nice way to end it for the boys. So our regular season, we end with an 11-3 record on the year, which, you know, I haven't even checked, Paul, that's probably... That might actually be the best record we've had overall. So,
yep.
It was a good way to finish the year for our guys.
Exactly, outstanding season for the boys tennis team, and you get started in section play already, and the seedings are out.
The seedings are out. Oh. Yes, we were seeding meeting on Wednesday, and by virtue of our win over Laverne, it means that we were undefeated in section play throughout the year. And so that earned us the number one seed, which is a first in school history, to my knowledge. In the 15 years that I've been around, we've never been the number one seed, and I don't know if we ever have prior to that, but I've got my doubts about that. So I think the boys, after having won a conference championship a couple years ago for the first time in our history, getting the second conference title this season, I think they've achieved a first. Matter of fact, I was telling the guys, I don't think I've ever coached a team that has defeated Laverne. I think they were the last team in the section that I had not coached a victory over. So the boys did themselves justice, and I think heading into the section tournament where being the one seed, we'll play the 8 seed, which is McRae. We're heading into it with some momentum, so I think some confidence, and the boys have, I think, set themselves up to hopefully make a deep run in the section tournament.
Okay. And then the individual after the team, right?
Individuals absent team, that'll start on Thursday. We'll send six individuals there, two singles players. Our singles players will be Eli Weber and Ryan Borstad, and they have been our rock-solid one and two singles players all year long, and so they'll represent us in the singles portion. And in the doubles portion of the tournament, we'll have our one doubles team of Conrad Matthews and Blake Buehr. And our second entry will be two of our singles players who have played together a few times now. And that's, they're both seniors, Trevor Sigdahl and Cody McKesson, a couple of seniors. And they'll be competing in the doubles portion as well. And that will begin on Thursday.
Okay. All right. Well, the best of luck this week then, Barry.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to congratulate you, too, your son in playing college tennis. I understand he made all-conference, right?
He did. He did. That was the first time in his career. It was actually one of his goals this year, Paul. And he put a lot of work into his game this summer. And he was. And so I think sometimes that hard work pays off in something where you get recognized. Sometimes it doesn't. But for being a senior, being his third year in college collegiate tennis, it was a really nice outcome for him. So I was really happy for
him. And what college is that again?
At Buena Vista University in Storm Lake, Iowa.
Okay, good. All right, Barry, thanks for your report this morning, and we'll talk to you next Saturday then.
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
Head coach Barry Brace, the Lock Pro Valley Dawson Boyd boys tennis team. We'll take a break, come back with more to Coach's Show after this.